One night, Meme said that she was going to the movies with her father. A short time later, Fernanda heard the fireworks of the debauch and the unmistakable accordion of Aureliano II from the direction of Petrakotis's place. Then she got dressed, went to the movie theater, and in the darkness of the seats, she recognized her daughter. The upsetting feeling of certainty stopped her from seeing the man she was kissing, but she managed to hear his tremulous voice in the midst of the deafening shouts and laughter of the audience. "I'm sorry, love," she heard him say, and she took Meme out of the place without saying a word to her, put her through the shame of parading her along the noisy street of the Turks, and locked her up in her bedroom. On the following day, at 6 in the afternoon, Fernanda recognized the voice of the man who came to call on her. He was young, sallow, with dark and melancholy eyes which would not have startled her so much if she had known the gypsies, and a dreamy air that to any woman with a heart less rigid would have been enough to make her understand her daughter's motives. He was wearing a shabby linen suit with shoes that showed the desperate defense of superimposed patches of white zinc, and in his hand he was carrying a straw hat he had bought the Saturday before. In all of his life, he could never have been as frightened as at that moment, but he had a dignity and presence that spared him from humiliation, and a genuine elegance that was defeated only by tarnished hands and nails that had been shattered by rough work. Fernanda, however, needed only one look to guess his status of mechanic. She saw that he was wearing his one Sunday suit, and that underneath his shirt he bore the rash of the banana company. She would not let him speak. She would not even let him come through the door, which a moment later she had to close because the house was filled with yellow butterflies. "Go away," she told him. "You've got no reason to come calling on any decent person." His name was Mauricio Babilonia. He had been born and raised in Macondo, and he was an apprentice mechanic in the banana company garage. Meme had met him by chance one afternoon when she went with Patricia Brown to get a car to take a drive through the groves. Since the chauffeur was sick, they assigned him to take them, and Meme was finally able to satisfy her desire to sit next to the driver and see what he did. Unlike the regular chauffeur, Mauricio Babilonia gave her a practical lesson. That was during the time that Meme was beginning to frequent Mr. Brown's house, and it was still considered improper for a lady to drive a car. So she was satisfied with the technical information, and she did not see Mauricio Babilonia again for several months. Later on, she would remember that during the drive her attention had been called to his masculine beauty, except for the coarseness of his hands, but that afterward she had mentioned to Patricia Brown that she had been bothered by his rather proud sense of security. The first Saturday that she went to the movies with her father, she saw Mauricio Babilonia again, with his linen suit, sitting a few seats away from them, and she noticed that he was not paying much attention to the film in order to turn around and look at her. Meme was bothered by the vulgarity of that. Afterward, Mauricio Babilonia came over to say hello to Aureliano II, and only then did Meme find out that they knew each other because he had worked in Aureliano Triste's early power plant, and he treated her father with the air of an employee. That fact relieved the dislike that his pride had caused in her. They had never been alone together, nor had they spoken except in way of greeting. The night when she dreamed that he was saving her from a shipwreck, and she did not feel gratitude, but rage. It was as if she had given him the opportunity he was waiting for, since Meme yearned for just the opposite, not only with Mauricio Babilonia, but with any other man who was interested in her. Therefore she was so indignant after the dream that instead of hating him, she felt an irresistible urge to see him. The anxiety became more intense during the course of the week, and on Saturday it was so pressing that she had to make a great effort for Mauricio Babilonia not to notice that when he greeted her in the movies, her heart was in her mouth. Dazed by a confused feeling of pleasure and rage, she gave him her hand for the first time, and only then did Mauricio Babilonia let himself shake hers. Meme managed to repent her impulse in a fraction of a second, but the repentance changed immediately into a cruel satisfaction on seeing that his hand, too, was sweaty and cold. That night she realized that she would not have a moment of rest until she showed Mauricio Babilonia the uselessness of his aspiration, and she spent the week turning that anxiety about in her mind. She resorted to all kinds of useless tricks so that Patricia Brown would go get the car with her. Finally, she made use of the American redhead who was spending his vacation in Macondo at that time, and with the pretext of learning about new models of cars, she had him take her to the garage. From the moment she saw him, Meme let herself be deceived by herself and believed that what was really going on was that she could not bear the desire to be alone with Mauricio Babilonia, and she was made indignant by the certainty that he understood that when he saw her arrive. "I came to see the new models," Meme said. "That's a fine excuse," he said. Meme realized that he was burning in the heat of his pride, and she desperately looked for a way to humiliate him. But he would not give her any time. "Don't get upset," he said to her in a low voice. "It's not the first time that a woman has gone crazy over a man." She felt so defeated that she left the garage without seeing the new models, and she spent the night turning over in bed and weeping with indignation. The American redhead, who was really beginning to interest her, looked like a baby in diapers. It was then that she realized that the yellow butterflies preceded the appearances of Mauricio Babilonia. She had seen them before, especially over the garage, and she had thought that they were drawn by the smell of paint. Once she had seen them fluttering about her head before she went into the movies. But when Mauricio Babilonia began to pursue her like a ghost that only she could identify in the crowd, she understood that the butterflies had something to do with him. Mauricio Babilonia was always in the audience at the concerts, at the movies, at High Mass, and she did not have to see him to know that he was there, because the butterflies were always there. Once Aureliano Segundo became so impatient with the suffocating fluttering that she felt the impulse to confide her secret to him, as she had promised, but instinct told her that he would laugh as usual and say, "What would your mother say if she found out?" One morning, while she was pruning the roses, Fernanda let out a cry of fright and had Mehmet taken away from the spot where she was, which was the same place in the garden where Remedios the Beauty had gone up to heaven. She had thought for an instant that the miracle was going to be repeated with her daughter, because she had been bothered by a sudden flapping of wings. It was the butterflies. Mehmet saw them as if they had suddenly been born out of the light, and her heart gave a turn. At that moment, Mauricio Babilonia came in with a package that, according to what he said, was a present from Patricia Brown. Meme swallowed her blush, absorbed her tribulation, and even managed a natural smile as she asked him the favor of leaving it on the railing because her hands were dirty from the garden. The only thing that Fernanda noted in the man whom a few months later she was to expel from the house without remembering where she had seen him was the bilious texture of his skin. "He's a very strange man," Fernanda said. "You can see in his face that he's going to die." Meme thought that her mother had been impressed by the butterflies. When they finished pruning the rose bushes, she washed her hands and took the package to her bedroom to open it. It was a kind of Chinese toy, made up of five concentric boxes, and in the last one there was a card laboriously inscribed by someone who could barely write, "We'll get together Saturday at the movies." Meme felt with an aftershock that the box had been on the railing for a long time within reach of Fernanda's curiosity, and although she was flattered by the audacity and ingenuity of Mauricio Babilonia, she was moved by his innocence in expecting that she would keep the date. Meme knew at that time that Aureliano Segundo had an appointment on Saturday night. Nevertheless, the fire of anxiety burned her so much during the course of the week that on Saturday she convinced her father to leave her alone in the theater and come back for her after the show. A nocturnal butterfly fluttered about her head while the lights were on, and then it happened. When the lights went out, Mauricio Babilonia sat down beside her. Meme felt herself splashing in a bog of hesitation from which she could only be rescued, as had occurred in her dreams, by that man smelling of grease whom she could barely see in the shadows. "If you hadn't come," he said, "you never would have seen me again." Meme felt the weight of his hand on her knee and she knew that they were both arriving at the other side of abandonment at that instant. "What shocks me about you," she said, smiling, "is that you always say exactly what you shouldn't be saying." End of side 7.